Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 5th of September. I hope you're well. Coming up,
I want that to be very clear and known. Love will prevail over what happened today.
America reels from the latest school shooting incident and Fianna Fáil to take action on dynamic pricing for concert tickets. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a 14-year-old boy has been arrested on suspicion of murder after two students and two teachers were shot dead at a US high school. Nine others were injured in the incident, which happened in Atlanta, Georgia. Local Sheriff Judd Smith described the attack as pure evil. US Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the tragedy while out on the campaign trail.
It's senseless. It is. We've got to stop it. And we have to end this epidemic of gun violence in our country once and for all. You know, it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way.
The Taoiseach says compensation for those abused in religious-run schools cannot be parked until after a full statutory inquiry is completed. Simon Harris has been responding to the scoping report on alleged historical sexual abuse at over 300 schools across the country. Speaking in Ukraine, the Taoiseach says we have to move forward in a survivor-centred way.
People can't wait 5, 6, 7 longer years. And I heard even from a distance where we are today, I've heard survivors who've been talking publicly saying that they want, and I'm not speaking for them, but what I take from what they've said is that they want a process that is going to find truth and justice in a manner that is a lot more efficient, perhaps, than commissions and other structures have been in the past.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are encouraging anyone who wishes to report a crime relating to historical sexual abuse in schools run by religious orders to come forward. They say they're fully aware of the profound impact of such abuse and any reports will be dealt with in a sensitive manner. Reports can be made by email, by phone or by contacting your local Garda station. A national plan is being launched today to improve water quality and restore freshwater habitats. The government's Water Action Plan 2024 promises to protect and restore our rivers, lakes, estuaries, coastal waters and groundwaters. It recommends a multi-billion euro investment in wastewater infrastructure, tighter controls on the use of fertilizer, and new efforts to remove river blocks that prevent species like salmon swimming upstream to spawn. The second phase of the polio vaccine campaign will begin in southern Gaza today. The WHO says over 187,000 children have been vaccinated against the virus since the rollout began on Sunday. It's prompted calls for a full ceasefire to deliver aid to tens of thousands of people in need of medical treatment. Donald Gorman from Médecins Sans Frontières says short pauses in fighting aren't enough.
It's still a drop in the ocean in response to the critical and massive scale the medical humanitarian needs. The campaign is vital. The only way it can be achieved is through a pause in fighting. We are needing to continue the vaccination rollout, but the 3-day period is entirely insufficient given the massive scale of unmet medical and humanitarian needs across Gaza.
Dublin Chamber of Commerce is calling for the passenger cap at Dublin Airport to be lifted. It comes after airport bosses announced it'll surpass the 32 million passenger limit this year after the busiest August on record. The DAA says it's already turned down additional routes requested by airlines. Stephen Brown from Dublin Chamber says the cap is detrimental to the Irish economy.
Dublin Airport is a piece of national strategic infrastructure that's not just important for Dublin, but it's important for the whole Irish economy. Dublin is the engine of the Irish economy, and we're an open, globalised island nation, and air connectivity is extremely important. We think that Fingal County Council, the IAA and government need to now look, what do they want Ireland to look like?
Fianna Fáil says efforts need to be made to stop Ireland becoming the Wild West for rip-off ticket prices. The party is introducing a bill today to amend the Sale of Tickets Act to protect consumers from dynamic pricing. Senator Timmy Dooley says people attending a show should be confident of buying a ticket at the same price it was advertised for.
It does, in my view, give the impression that Ireland is the Wild West for these kind of events and that anything will be accepted and tolerated. And I think we've got to deal with that. We've got to show that we don't want to have the tag of being a rip-off country, a rip-off Ireland, rip-off Republic. We've heard all these phrases before. So it is important to act and try to bring some certainty and stability to the marketplace for concerts.
Meanwhile, in entertainment news, Oasis have announced two further tour dates and say they'll change the way tickets are sold after fury around surging prices. The band says they'll use a staggered invitation-only ballot process of selling tickets for the extra Wembley shows. They've also issued a statement insisting they didn't have any awareness that dynamic pricing was going to be used for the initial release of tickets. And in sport, Roisin Éireann will aim to win her third medal of the Paris Paralympics today. The Limerick teenager goes in the second of two heats in the women's 100-metre breaststroke SB13. Éireann is the reigning European champion. Her heat is due in the pool shortly after 10 a.m. and the final, should she qualify, will be just after 6:30 this evening. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.